caterpillars. A caterpillar has one job, and it does it all day. Eat. It chews through leaf after leaf and gets fatter and fatter until one day it stops. It finds a quiet spot and hangs itself upside down. Then its skin splits and peels away one last time, and underneath is not more caterpillar but a hard, smooth shell. That shell is the chrysalis. The caterpillar didn't build it or crawl inside it. The chrysalis is the caterpillar's own body hardened into a new form. And then, for a couple of weeks, nothing seems to happen. But inside that shell, the caterpillar is not just growing wings and crawling out. It is taking itself apart. Inside the chrysalis, much of the caterpillar breaks down into a thick liquid like a soup. The old legs and most of the squishy body dissolve into mush. But not everything. Tucked away inside the caterpillar the whole time were tiny hidden pieces, and now those pieces begin to grow. Out of those hidden pieces, using the soup around them like building material, a brand new body builds itself. Wings form. Long thin legs form. A new mouth forms, shaped like a curled up straw for drinking from flowers. The body that comes out is so different from the caterpillar that if you didn't know better, you'd never believe they were the same animal. When it's finished, the chrysalis cracks open and a butterfly climbs out. At first, its wings are crumpled and damp, folded against its body. The butterfly pumps a liquid into them the way you blow air into a balloon, and the wings slowly spread out flat and stiff. It waits for them to dry. And then it does the one thing the caterpillar never could. It opens its wings and flies away.